dozens of leaders in higher education are urging the federal government to ease stringent security measures that they say discourage foreign students from applying to U.S. colleges and universities. While many in academia recognize the need for tougher security, they say the sweeping measures are depriving American campuses of some of the world's best and brightest minds, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
A large group of Chinese business students has just arrived for a month-long course of study at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge. Like a group of excited summer tourists, they snap pictures of each other inside the impressive marbled foyer. But other Chinese students and administrators at MIT say this kind of open academic exchange is being threatened. Nina Chen, a PhD candidate in chemical engineering, says that became clear to her last year.
I went back to China last July to visit my family. I couldn't get a visa to come back until 3 months later. Because of that, I missed the two conferences, one semester of class and the summer recruiting process for the summer internship and so on.
I would say that when I came 6 years ago, I felt really more welcome. But there is a change in mood in this country. You cannot deny that.
Zubair Anwar is also pursuing a doctorate at MIT in chemical engineering. Anwar is from Pakistan and got stuck in limbo for 2 months last year when he went home for a visit. Anwar says he's still grateful for the opportunity to study here, but he says others are giving up on the dream.
Most of my friends who finished high school with me back in Pakistan, they did apply. But given the general perception that, oh, it takes so long, and why waste 1 year of your life, you can continue somewhere else. And nearly, I would say, the top 10% of my high school class is either in Germany or France right now.
More than 20 higher education, science, and engineering groups are urging the government to roll back or refine a series of security measures that make stories like these all too common. So says Alice Gast, Associate Provost and Vice President for Research at MIT.
I personally went to a conference last summer, and the number of no-shows for papers due to visa issues was quite remarkable. The overly broad approach needs to be re-examined so we don't treat our best allies and best friends as though they're criminals.
Gast says in the past 2 years, applications and enrollment of international students at MIT has declined by as much as 15%. Nationally, the numbers are worse. According to the Council of Graduate Schools, international applications to America's grad schools have dropped by almost a third from a year ago. Educators are urging Washington to refine the student visa process, focus background security checks, and do away with redundancies that subject many respected international scholars to multiple screenings. Asa Hutchinson, an undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security, acknowledges that there are problems. The result, he says, of growing pains.
We're really in transition right now that we had to put new security requirements in place after 9/11, and now we're making sure that our technology, our systems are in place to process them quickly and playing catch up to a certain extent, and we expect to see improvements in the system.
But Hutchinson also points out that the old system had to change because of people like Hani Hassan Hanjour.
He came in on a student visa and was on the flight that went into the Pentagon. And so 9/11 reminds us that there are foreign students that come into the United States not to get an education, but to do us harm.
Victor Johnson of NAFSA, the Association of International Educators, says that's true, but he says it's also true that the current trend is troubling.
We have historically gained a great benefit in this country from having been the country that educates so many future leaders of the world. And that's a huge foreign policy asset for our country. And to make our country seem unwelcoming to these people is really going to carry a long-term cost for this country.
Johnson says increased security shouldn't mean no foreign students need apply. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.